The Man in the Iron Mask.
One night when King Louis is in his cups, Maria Theresa leaves the banquet table and he follows her and taunts her and tells her that she will not be allowed to leave his board when she is queen. He then alludes to the fact that he is a very clever king and will be able to be in two places at once. Maria, frightened of this drink-sodden man whom she is about to marry, believes this to be the ramblings of a drunkard.
Yes. You'll find the most surprising changes in me. Oh, I have many sides to my nature. Perhaps one side of me might even like you.
Your Majesty, you've been drinking so much wine, you don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you'll see, poor, short, dumpy Maria Theresa, what surprises in store for you. Oh, yes, yes, it'll be almost worth the joke. Just because of its effect on you. You're quite sure you won't join me again at the table? The last joke I told was most amusing.
I prefer not to hear any of your jokes, thank you, Your Majesty. And now, good night.
It'll be a change of tune when you're my wife. Fortunately, you and I are forced to marry. Reasons of state. Frankly, I'd rather be married to Sphinx. Good night, Your Highness.
Good night, Your Majesty. Oh, Your Highness, forgive me, but I heard part of what he said. Your Highness, why can't you go back to Spain?
Why can't I go back? We are just pawns, Louisa. Oh, you could never understand. We do what we do for our people. I am forced to marry that man in there so that Spain may be safe for another 100 years. Now listen to them. Oh, Luis, how far away those convent walls are now. My father, my home, and the bells. Soon I'll be queen of France. Soon I'll be part and parcel of that gathering in there. I am suddenly cold, Luis. Let us hurry to our room.
Good evening, Cardinal. Good evening to you, Mother. Oh, this was an unexpected summons.
Louis, did you find it hard to tear yourself away from the palace? I won't keep you long. I just want the three of us to talk about Edmund Marchiali.
Edmund?
Yes. I find I still worry about him, Louis. Unfortunately, I can ask for no news outside. I want to know where he is now, what is being done, and about the Iron Mask, if it's a success.
Oh, it is a great success, Your Majesty.
Have you seen him?
Well, no. But that would be imprudent. The soldiers and the warders would wonder if His Majesty or myself visited too often.
There is something I have to tell you, Mother. A wonderful idea I have. Remember we talked about moving him from the Bastille to an island near the coast?
Yes.
Well, I found such an island. The island Sainte-Marguerite.
The island Sainte-Marguerite?
Yes, Cardinal. A beautiful island, so I'm told, with a comfortable fortress. Oh, there's an excellent suite of rooms there, which would be admirably suited to my dear brother. And in such a place, he would not always have to wear his mask.
But that was arranged, Your Majesty. The mask was to be worn for all time.
Cardinal, this man happens to be my brother. I feel it would be cruel to lock him for life into a mask of iron. At the island, he could please himself. After all, he is my own flesh and blood. A brother from the same mother.
Oh, Louis, it makes me happy to hear you say that. There was a time when I thought...
What?
There was a time when I thought you had no feelings at all for your brother. But now... Why, that's how I feel about him. The son I have never known. Except for one interview a week ago. Oh, Louis, I'm glad that you have his welfare at heart. Aren't you, Cardinal?
Glad? Why... Yes, of course I'm glad. I'm very happy, but very puzzled.
The next day, Edmund Marchiali received a summons from the king. And so he was brought from the Bastille, the black cowl covering his head and half his face. He was shown into the king's private apartments, and after the servants had all withdrawn, he was ordered to remove his cowl. The only other person present, besides the two brothers, was the king's confidential advisor, the Tedic.
Go on, remove that cowl. Oh, yes, of course, he hasn't shaved, I tell you. That will make a difference.
Yes, of course, Your Majesty. Turn round.
And what about the back jewel?
The same shoulders. He holds himself as you do. Even the way he inclines his head.
What flatterers I must have about me in the court. Everybody tells me that no one holds his head as I do. Nobody stands as I do.
Oh, Your Majesty. He is, after all, your twin.
True, Letellier. Turn round and face us again. Now then, to business.
Yes, Louis.
And kindly do not address me as Louis again. You may be my brother, but I am the King of France. Remember that.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Now then. Yes, I don't know whether you are aware of the fact, but in 5 days' time, I'm to marry the Infanta Maria Theresa.
Yes, Your Majesty.
However, I want to pay a little visit into the country before my marriage. It's most necessary for my peace of mind. A little lady related to our dear cardinal.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Incidentally, the cardinal is very puzzled over my brotherly interest in you. Previously, he had arranged with me that you should slowly die in your mask.
I'm honored that the cardinal should give such thought to me.
So, if you should meet the cardinal while I'm away, be careful. Be very careful. He's a crafty old fox. Refuse to see him where possible, but if you're brought face to face, say little.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Now, tomorrow night, I've planned a test for you.
A test?
Yes. There's to be a ball at Versailles, in the new Hall of Mirrors. Oh, one of the many boring functions which I'm expected to endure because of this hideous Infanta. Now, tomorrow night, you shall take my place.
You plan to go to the country tomorrow?
No. Oh, no. First, I want to test you out. I want to see whether our amazing likeness will carry you through a public appearance. I shall be there, my dear Edmund, among the courtiers, listening, watching, testing. Why, among the courtiers, I tell you, I may even hear some things about myself.
Indeed, you might, Your Majesty.
Yes. How amusing. Perhaps there may be a head or two lost in this next week or so amongst those who are now my favorites. Yes. Well, now then, Edmund. This morning I want you to dress in my court clothes. My doublet, hose, my plume cap, my orders, everything.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And then you'll be instructed by me where to walk, what position you will take, what you'll say, and how you'll act towards the Infanta.
The Infanta?
Yes. Oh, yes, it's a ball to welcome Maria Theresa to France. I understand the ambassadors are to be presented to her. Well, it'll be a useful night for you. Letellier will be near you to instruct you and tell you who is who. Now then, let's to work and make our transformation.
Come in.
Oh, it's you, Louise.
Yes, Your Highness. The new dress has arrived. I have it here.
Oh, open it, Louise.
Oh, these French fashions. If the dress is anything like those we saw last night, Your Highness, your lady-in-waiting Mercedes says that Your Highness will never get used to such fashion. Oh, Your Highness, look. Oh,
red. But I never wear red.
But this is a special gift from His Majesty. You dare not refuse, Your Highness. The ball is being given in your honor, and this came from him.
Oh, but Louisa, the cut of the dress. No back. And the shoulders bare. Oh, I've never owned such a dress in the whole of my life.
But you have beautiful shoulders, my lady. Few have seen them. Perhaps the dress may become you after all.
I know I look dull, dear. I know I look dull in my black velvet here in this French court. Perhaps my dresses should be brighter, Louisa, but in Spain there's been no call for such show. No call, nor the will.
Quickly, Your Highness, take off your robe and fit the dress on. It will become you, I know it will. Your shoulders, which no man has ever seen. I am sure this dress will make a transformation.
I feel I will be walking naked into the Hall of Mirrors. But if it is to be, it is to be. Very well, Louisa. Here, take my robe.
Come in. Oh, it's you, Francois. I thought it might be the innkeeper. Shut the door. Now, sit down. Well?
Everything's arranged.
Good. What about the invitations?
It costs a great deal of money, but I got 7. Here's one for you.
None of Marietta is the Infanta of Spain. A welcome in the Hall of Mirrors for our royal visitor.
This will gain us all admittance.
Yes. You've done your work well, Francois. At last we'll be able to rid ourselves of this spendthrift king.
We must work fast. The hour to strike will be when he takes the Infanta to the ballroom for the first dance.
So a plot is being hatched against the king's life. But Edmund Marchiali will be the king on this night of nights. Make sure you hear the next exciting chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.